Over the weekend, thousands of people took to the streets in Sudan to mark 40 days since military forces killed more than 120 people and raped many more at a peaceful protest camp in Khartoum. People have been in the streets since December, and in April of this year, the country's long-term president, Omar al-Bashir, was overthrown and replaced by a military council that's taken provisional rule. Protesters are demanding justice for those killed as the military council and the civilian opposition continue negotiations over when to hold elections. Joining us to give us an update on this is Ismail Kouchkouch, an independent Sudanese journalist. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Ismail.
Thank you for having me.
There are ongoing discussions between the military council and the opposition, which is now led by the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition. Where do those negotiations stand?
So Wednesday morning, an agreement was made between the Forces of Freedom and Change and the TMC, the Transitional Military Government, on the establishment of a sovereignty council that would include five civilians and five military members, and an 11th person to be agreed upon between both parties. On Friday, the next coming Friday, a constitutional declaration is to be signed that would outline how the new governing body would govern the country in the coming 3 years shared between both parties.
Ismail, are we expecting elections to happen at any point in Sudan? And if so, when?
So the elections would follow the transitional period of 3 years. Elections have not been the priority for the opposition. Many in the opposition see that the most important thing is to establish new institutions, to reform the established institutions that would allow for genuine and fair elections. Sudan has been here before. This is the third uprising against military rule in modern Sudanese history. Many believe that a rush to elections would only enable either old established parties or the former ruling party.
Did the killings successfully dampen any of the momentum of the protest movement, and what's happened to them since?
I think in the initial days, there was a great deal of shock in Sudan, a great deal of trauma. Many say that we have not seen that many people die in the capital area since colonial times, over 100 years. So in the initial days, there was shock, but Sudanese activists regrouped. June 30th, there was a Millions March that took place in the capital, but also in other parts throughout the country. And I think the military government, the Transitional Military Council, was shocked at the number of people that took to the street, despite only weeks ago seeing a mass massacre in the capital. So that's pushed the military council to negotiations again.
And finally, what has the international reaction been to the Sudanese people during these times and this protest movement, and specifically the United States?
So officially, we see the involvement of the African Union, of Ethiopia, the European Union, and the United States, who are all signatories to this agreement that just took place. In the United States, we've seen legislation passed through the Senate and the House urging for the transition into civilian rule.
Ismail Kouchkouch is an independent Sudanese journalist. Ismail, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.